In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Here we are in Holy Thursday with a home mass at your family's place. And I woke up at your grandfather's house a couple hours south of here, and I woke up thinking quite a bit about a marriage. And, you know, I was at your parents' wedding about 10 years ago.
16.
Was it that long ago? Okay, 16 years ago. And now 8 kids later, and I remember being in Michigan at that wedding, and your father and I actually talked about him getting dressed the next day for something that him and I will talk about later. It's something very specific on how he got dressed for his wedding. And this morning when I woke up thinking of Holy Thursday, I thought, you know, Jesus is going to the wedding that he has with the church today. Jesus got up this morning on Holy Thursday 2,000 years ago, ready for his wedding to the church. Now, what was it like for your parents? It was a big party, of course, right? It was usually when there's a wedding, there's a week of parties that come up to it and a week of celebration that follow. And it was even longer in the ancient days of the Jews. But I remember all of our friends coming to Michigan and everyone being so happy for your parents. And just it was a huge party. Our Lord's, though, was so different. Think of as he got ready for this wedding feast, the wedding feast of the Lamb, which is this Mass, the very first Mass that was celebrated. He knew all of his friends would leave him. Imagine if you were about to get married and you knew all your groomsmen were going to leave at that very moment. Jesus, about to marry the church, somehow knew that most of the people who he did miracles for would be the same people booing him on the way. When Jesus went to his wedding to the church, he was in a situation where he would be stripped and spit on and where it wasn't going to be fun like most people who were going. And yet, what actually kept him going? The answer is probably overused, but this is the real answer. Just because he loved her so much. It's because he loved you and me so much that he, the bridegroom, comes to us in this wedding of earth and heaven, in this Mass, knowing that we're in an earth that is full of all of us who've rejected Jesus. And yet he comes to us on this most sacred and this most intimate of nights. This morning when I woke up and was just thinking, and it just hit me, that this is the beginning of Jesus' marriage to his church, and just how would he have gotten dressed knowing he was going to be tortured and executed? The solemnity and the seriousness, but strangely also even the joy that he could go and die for his bride. No one has ever gotten dressed for their wedding like Jesus got dressed that morning of Holy Thursday and the night he was in Caiaphas's dungeon. This is a wedding unlike any other, because he would be marrying an ungrateful bride. And in this, we have so much to learn about love. That love isn't primarily in the feelings, it's in the sacrifice. And when we look at the cross, which is the same sacrifice of the Mass, we see the most happy and the most unhappy of all bridegrooms we could imagine. The most unhappy because his love is not returned, but the most happy because he could love us even in our state of unrequited love. And he looks through time and he sees a few saints loving him back. Those saints are also the bride. So let at this most solemn of masses, let's be resolved to be those saints. That part of the bride that loves back the bridegroom with the same love he loved us. That might sound blasphemous, but it's not. If you look in John's gospel, he wants us to love him back with the same love that he loved us. Many of the mystics say as he looked through time, and when he was in the garden and he saw how many people would just not be thankful for the Eucharist, he saw a few people, a few Catholics through thousands of years that would be thankful that he gave his body, the bridegroom gave his body to the bride. Let us at this Mass be very, very resolved that as Jesus, the bridegroom, gets dressed for this wedding of pain, this wedding of torture, this wedding of love, that we would be among the chosen who love him back. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.